The first reading is a reading from the second book of Samuel. The Lord sent Nathan to David, and when he came to him, Nathan said, "Judge this case for me." In a certain town there were two men, one rich, the other poor. The rich man had flocks and herds in great numbers, but the poor man had nothing at all except one little ewe lamb that he had bought. He nourished her, and she grew up with him and his children. She shared the little food he had and drank from his cup and slept in his bosom. She was like a daughter to him. Now the rich man received a visitor, but he would not take from his own flocks and herds to prepare a meal for the wayfarer who had come to him. Instead, he took the poor man's ewe lamb and made a meal for it for his visitor. David grew very angry with the man and said to him, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this merits death. He shall restore the ewe lamb fourfold because he has done this and he has had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man." Thus says the Lord God of Israel, "The sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, I will bring evil upon you out of your own house. I will take your wives while you live to see it, and will give them to your neighbor. He shall lie with your wives in broad daylight. You have done this deed in secret, but I shall bring it about in the presence of all Israel, and with the sun looking down." Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan answered David, "The Lord on his part has forgiven your sin. You shall not die. But since you have utterly spurned the Lord by this deed, the child born to you must surely die." Then Nathan returned to his house. The Lord struck the child that the wife of Uriah had borne to David, and it became desperately ill. David besought God for the child. He kept the fast, retiring for the night to lie on the ground clothed in sackcloth. The elders of his house stood beside him, urging him to rise from the ground, but he would not, nor would he take food with them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Create a clean heart in me, O God. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. And I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Free me from blood guilt, O my God, my saving God. Then my tongue shall revel in your justice. O Lord, open my lips, my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Create a clean heart in me, O God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not have yet faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When I texted my spiritual directees this morning, I said, make sure you go to Mass and listen to the readings, or you make sure you read the readings, because they're such great readings. Huh? The first one is, you know, Samuel tells the story to David because David had slept with Bathsheba and then killed her husband. Think about it. David, the one who's called beloved of God, was a murderer and an adulterer. And so, if Nathan would have just confronted him, he could have lost his head. but he tells him the story. And the story is all about him. And when, so he sees that how angry David is, and he sits here and says, that man should be put to death. He should be able to da 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 da. And then Nathan simply says, you are the man. Ugh. We have to remember that when we're going and pointing fingers to everybody else, we are also the men and the women who have sinned. The very things we condemn in others are the very things that God can condemn in us. And so we got to acknowledge that. That's where we begin, humbly acknowledging and repenting of that which we have done, those sins that we have all done. We need to repent. And then we listen to the gospel. And the gospel is where Jesus is sleeping and the storm comes along and Jesus rebukes the storm. Jesus can rebuke the storm in your life and in my life when we cry out to him. Whatever in your heart now that's in the middle of a storm, he says, quiet, be still. Repent, look at Jesus and not yourself, and let Jesus forgive you, and let Jesus calm the storm in your life. Quiet, be still. You are not alone. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.